all in here in Simon Tov Nun Aleph Sif Yud Ches. It's page 82 in the Dershu edition and page 354 in the English edition. The topic of discussion is a sieve, a sifter, the Mechaber is talking about, where one has to be very careful to clean it out very well from any of the chametz that might have stuck in there during the year. And that it requires proper shifshuf, rubbing and scrubbing it in the water. Now we're picking up from the Ramah. The Ramah says, Nagu shaloi lishtamish benofa dihagola. The Mechaber was saying that after you scrub it well and clean it out well, you do hagola to it, and you purge it, and then you can use it. The Ramah is telling us the minig is not to use it at all. Ve'ein l'shanles, and one should not deviate from this custom, the Ramah says. V'cheim d'chol k'yoytzi bazen, any other items like this as well, one should not use but buy a new one for Pesach. He gives another example. What's another example of a nafa, of a sifter, of a sieve? Kegoin hakli, the utensil shekoyrin, ribeisen, a grater. You grate the potatoes with, you grate the onions with. A ribeisen, right? You know that. Oy hakis shorechayim, or something that you grind with. Bekulon loy mahani lu hagola, the Ramah tells us, in all these cases, hagola will not help. Now, before we see further in the Ramah, let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Kuf Beis, on the bottom of the page, Shekoyr and Ribeisen, at the turn of the page in some editions, tells us like this. What's the issue with the Ribeisen? He says, the Lefamim, sometimes, Mefaririn Olav Lechem Chametz. Sometimes you crumble, you have to make breadcrumbs. So nowadays, you go to the store, you buy a box of breadcrumbs. Or if you have some leftover bread, you crumble it. So how do you make the breadcrumbs? You take your bread that's a little hard, and you take the ribeyes and the grain, and you crush it up. It says, Mishnah Berurah tells us, it's not possible to really clean it out so well that you won't get those little tiny crevices and cracks and holes over there, some little crumb stuck in there. Therefore, don't use it. V'gam ha'tamcha shekoren chrein, the horseradish, the root. Shegaruru alav kol hashana, you use it all year round, right? You had your gefilte fish and you had your chrein and you made it. V'nechtoch v'sachin shel chametz. Now this chrein, the root of the horseradish, you have the big root. How are you going to grind it? You don't hold it from the big top part. You chop into pieces. Take out the knife, you cut it up, then you grind it, grate it. Now the knife you used is a chumstick and knife. That chumstick and knife, the taste of the chametz goes into the grater, into the horseradish. Then I go along and I grate with the horseradish, the davar charif, into the grater. We should not use this grater on Pesach for this reason. Because we'll see.
You shouldn't use the knife either.
Oh, the knife for sure. The knife for sure, yeah. Yeah, we're saying a case where you're making, it's now Chanukah time, and you're making Shabbos Chanukah, you're making chrein before Shabbos. For Shabbos, filter fish, right? That, and how do you do it? You take out your horseradish, take out the knife, chametz like a knife, it's Hanukkah time,
right.
And you cut it. So now that taste of chametz goes into the grater. Right. All causes problems. It says, V'atamcha hu davar charif, this tamcha, the horseradish, is a sharp food, v'nivla boi tameh chametz. So then it absorbs the taste of the chametz from the knife. Afterwards, kishemoylin olov nimsaboy tam hachametz. When you are making the small little pieces, you're crushing it up, then you have the taste of the chametz. Ubazeh afilu bedava bediavid yesh lesar. In this case, even bediavid, we're going to aser it. Aser the food if it was used with this grater on Pesach. In nishtam shbo bePesach. Vaafilu in nishtam shbo b'tzoyning. Even if it was used only for cold. Kegoyin shapiru alav matzah, you made a matzah bra, you made the crumbs out of the matzah. V'koshikein chrein, shudavar charef, even worse than the chrein, we're going to say you cannot use this ribeisen and the food that was made from it. V'afilu im nikru oisoy heite mitchilo. Even if you were menakirat, you cleaned it out very well. You cleaned it out very well. So you think it's spick and span. Nonetheless, Still can't use it. Mishum she'i efshar shaloi nidbak boy peru chametz or peru chrein shenivla mechametz. Because it's not possible that you clean it out so well that you got maybe all those crumbs that were stuck onto it, which were chametz dik from or from the chrein, the shehu nivla mechametz, which the chrein also absorbed chametz. You know, either the ribeyes or sometimes you have the potato smasher. You know, you have the potato with the bigger holes, and you take a look at it. Sometimes, even after you clean it out, you see there's a little potato crust that formed on it. So here, the same concern when the holes are much smaller, and it's even a sharper thing you can't get your fingers to, you don't want to cut yourself, it's just much more problematic. So that's why the Ramah is saying not to use any of these type of kalim. Now the Mishnah Berurah here is explaining the reasons. He says further, Avo kishnish tamshaboy be'erev Pesach. Now, what happens if I use this ribeye in Erev Pesach? Now I have some differences in halacha. Vahu, the nishtam shaboy rak matzah be'erev Pesach. If I use it only for matzah in Erev Pesach, yesh bezech chilukim. He says like this, I'm sorry. He says, af in this arev besoyche peru chametz, even if a little chametz got mixed up in this matzah before Pesach, right? Why? Har in this batel besoyche b'shishim. It's batel b'shishim. Before Pesach, we can more flexibility. We could apply the concept of batel b'shishim. And you can eat it up until nightfall. Aval kishegi halayla, harei aperu chayuzev enayu v'oyuzev emashu. But now I can't use that same food for Pesach because now it reawakens itself, and it's also the smallest amount, which means even the smallest tiniest crumb. Which before Pesach would have been batel b'shishim, now on Pesach it's also.
So if you made an Erev Pesach, that would only be done with the sharp food.
When you have the sharp food, it reawakens the taste, as opposed to batel b'shishim before Pesach, was beforehand, then you can use it on Pesach.
So,
the imperial, further mentioned Brewer, says, the imperial law of chrein, the Erev Pesach, shudover charif, tzorich shishim neger kol haribayzin. Now, if you made the chrein in Erev Pesach, and the chrein is a davar charif, then you would need 60 times opposite this ribeizen, the greater. Shenasa kulei chametz al dehablio, because this all the chrein becomes chametzik through that taste that it absorbed, shabola meachrein, shapiro lov, v'nechtach besachin chametz kanal. We said the scenario was like this. Step one, I take my chametzik, a knife, and I cut the chrein with it. Step two is I take that horseradish, and I grate it on the grater. So now I'm making the grater, the ribeyes, and I'm making that chametzik. So if I want to mevatel it, I need 60 times more of the chrein opposite the whole grater, which is not such... Yes, a lot of chrein, exactly right. Definitely clean out your sinuses. Now, right. So he says, like, we'll bring some chrein for you. So he says like this, v'im loy kula yoser, if not, the whole mount of the chrein is aser. Okay, so that was discussion of the ribeyzin. Now we're going back to the Ramah on top, where it says kuf gimel. V'chein salim she mishtamshin bahen chametz dinum kinafa. The Ramah continues and tells us, if you have baskets that are used to contain chametz, they have the same halachic status as the sift, the sievers, sifters or sieves, rather. Aval sakim yishonim, noigim behen heter al de kibbutz. But old baskets will permit if you wash them. Now, when one washes them, it's sorich lahater kol hatfirois shebehen koidem hakibbutz. One has to untie all of the stitches before the washing takes place. Sif Kotin Kuf Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, around five lines up from the bottom of the page, on the right side of the column. V'chein Salim, Shel Nitzarim, Shemaleim Nikovim. We're talking about like wicker baskets with different pieces. V'i'ev Shel Anakron, you cannot clean them out well. V'ayin Le'el Simin Tov Mem Alas Sefir Aleph Me'ago. Take a look earlier for a further discussion on this topic. However, Aval, Yishonim, old baskets, Visham, Benafa, Vikis, Shel Rechaim, Shaini. Shoyve Tomid Hakemach Shalchomitz Derech Anakovim V'Iyavsho Shloya Nisrach Boy Mashu. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us like this. How come we're saying that the baskets, the older baskets, are permissible, but in regards to the Nofa and the Rechayim, the sifters, those are not permissible? So he's telling us a simple fact, that to clean out the sieve, the sifters, very well is just too difficult. Don't use them, he says. But the bags, you'll open up the stitches, and then you'll wash them, and we'll see more right now. He says, Sakim Yishonim, the old bags. Lav Dafko, it does not necessarily be old bags. Ela Afilu B'Sak Chodosh, a new bag. Shesombo Yipa Machas Kema Chometz, that you use one time for chometz stick of flour. V'huadin, im somobo Yipa Machas Kimchot Apischo. V'droitzil Chavsoi, so too, if you place inside of it the flour for Pesach, and you want to wash it, losses by pam shenis kamach lepesach, and you put it one time, you use it for chametz stick of flour, then you want to put kosher pesach flour in it. Gam kin sarach kibus vehete atfiros, you have to wash it, the bag well, and you first have to undo. Heter here does not mean permissible. Heter here means untie, like we have kosher or matir on Hilchos Shabbos. Heter here means to untie the stitches of the bag. And you have to wash it, al-de kibus, or tzolaymer, bechamin, hot water. We know hot water gets out, right? There's more the chametz. The eifer here is referring to soap, detergent. The chavita, and you have to pound it, hit it. Just like when you have, your front mat of your house, you take it, besides just sweeping it or vacuuming, you want to slam it on the ground or on something hard, and you get all the dust out of it. You want to do all those different procedures. You have to undo kolat firos. Shabahen, Sivkon Kovzain, Ain Lakamon, Simon Tofnun Gimel Sivab, Mishnbura Sham. And in number 90 tells us over there, what does it say in Simon Tofnun Gimel? Shilachatchila, I'm just reading from the Ha'ara, the footnote. Shilachatchila, Yoise Toiv, it's best, Liknois Sakim Chadoshim, Lepesach, it's best, even by the bags, to buy new ones. So even though we have over here the Ramah is telling us there is a procedure and how one can use these bags for Pesach, still, best thing is to buy these bags, new bags. Koidem HaKibus. Now, before the washing process, you have to untie the stitches, undo the stitches. Gamtzarech ligror shom mitchilo besakin heitev esachomens hanimsa shom. You also have to scrape off, he says with a knife. It doesn't necessarily have to be a knife. It could be with any fine item that will scrape off any comments that was stuck onto the bag. Oid kosu, furthermore, the hasadin sha'oisin hamatzos aleihen, the sheets that they would make the matzahs on. When you go to a doctor's office, only for a well visit, hopefully, and they have that white sheet on the bed, on the table. So that's what we're talking about now. A similar type of sheet that you put the matzahs on when they make the matzah, and after they finish that first round, they take it all off. They didn't have the disposal back then, so they had the material. They have to be changed in between one kneading process to the next. How long is the process of the baking of the matzahs? It's 18 minutes. That's the amount of time it takes to walk a meal. We'll see the halachas of a fias matza, of baking the matzah, and simin tafnun tes. If you want to wash on the same sheets, sorech kibus gomer, you have to do a real bona fide washing of these sadinin, of the sheets. The actual washing alone will not help. You have to do the soap, the habotzek nitbok behen, because the dough sticks to it. The kosher came to leimahani imroitzel ahafoy chayson letzad hasheni. How about, can I just flip it over, right? We just had Purim. Nafoychu, can I take the sheet and turn it to the other side? So we don't learn these halachas from Pesach to Purim of nafoychu, and you cannot flip it over. Why not? Because, he says, because it's going to go through the sheet. The habotzek nitbok behen, Skipped a line there. Shachametz mevatzbeitz v'yoytzei me'ever le'ever. The chametz is going to go through mevatzbeitz and going to seep through from one side to the next side. V'gamat firos shebe'emsa ha'mapot tzarech la'tiron. Here too as well, the stitches have to be untied that are in the middle of this sheet. B'di'eved. Im avar v'asu ha'matzos al ha'sadin v'leki was klal. What happens if a person made a mistake? This person thought it was changed. This person thought he changed it. It wasn't changed. It was the same sheets from this previous batch. B'di'eved, he says, im avar v'asu ha'matzos al ha'sadin. If it's on Pesach, like we just discussed, on Pesach we're much more chomer. However, if you turn the sadin upside down and then you wash it, even if you did not untie the stitches, we don't have to be machmir. You did wash it, you did turn it upside down. We could be lenient in this case if b'di'eved you did not untie the stitches. Okay, let's continue now. Basically, just a quick chazara review of the rib eyesing case. And we're saying, before we go to Sif Yates, and we're saying that the rib eyes and the grater, you use this grater sometimes to make the breadcrumbs on it. And the concern is that, one concern is that the breadcrumbs get stuck into it. So therefore, it's difficult to clean out every single piece of chametz from it. So they should not be used on these graters on Pesach. Another concern is when I use the grater with the davar charif, with the horseradish, and I cut the horseradish with a regular chametz sticker knife, then I get the chametz sticker taste into the grater, and I would need 60 tons of horseradish opposite that grater, which we said is a tremendous amount. So then we said in regards to these baskets that are used as well for chametz, one, if one wants to use them, he'd have to open them up, undo the stitches, wash it, soap and water, hot water, and then beat it as well, chavita, and then they could use it. We saw, brought down over here, that lechatchila, it's best, we'll see Mr. Shim later on, Simon Tafnun Gimel Sivav, to buy new baskets. That's a quick review of what we just learned until now. Now we're going to go to Sif Yates. We're going to start Sif Yates. Now, before we see Sif Yates, I just want to discuss pizza for a second. I know it's a little sacrilege to discuss pizza learning Hilchos Pesach. They both start with the same first letter, but that's about it. Now, we know in the pizza shops, they have that type of spatula, that's the shovel, when you want to flip to take out the pizza and turn it around. This is the way I understand this word over here. We call it a rachas. A rachas, as the Berhedi tells us, is a shovel. So what we're saying here is there's a rachas. The word rachas means a shovel. A shovel, right? If you want to see it in look in your Berhetev over here. Here's the Berhetev, right? It says shin vav yud veiz lamid. It's a shovel, right? You see that? Okay. So now let's see the machaber. Harachas shekurim palo. They would call it palo. There are those poskim that say hagala will not help. And you have to buy a brand new shovel. Sifkat and Kuftes in the previous page. Harachas, what is this rachas? Hu marde shemachnisim boi ugois latanor, umaitsin bo minatanor, it's the shovel. It's the spatula type thing. The spatula is not the best word. That you put the cookies directly onto the oven with, and then you take them out. Now, why does Hagala not help? So the reason why Hagala doesn't help, he tells us in Sifkat Kuf Yud, Shein Moyel Mishum de Bailas Min Hachametz Alide Ur, Belishum Mashke. It's absorbing the taste from the heat without any liquid. So if that's the case, how do you kosher it? You kosher it with libun, with the same temperature, the same heat. Now, either you put hot charcoals or you take a blowtorch. What happens if you take a blowtorch to a wooden shovel?
Gone.
It's gone. That's why the Mechaber says you buy a new one, right? Well, that's because what we're saying here is that there are those placements say that you need libun. If you need to do Libun, you're not going to, you have to buy a new one, right? Lelabno, Yesha, you can't do Libun to it. The whole Shaletzi, because it's made out of eights. And you can destroy it. Vayim bel Yerabah, Shikosa, the whole Zel Chatchila. All of this is a Chatchila. Avo, but the Yeved, im Nishtamesh Barachas Shalchamitz Matzah, Achar Hagol is Mutter. But the Yeved, if a person went ahead and he did Hagola to this shovel, and then he used it with kosher Pesach food, it's mutter. But the Yeved is mutter. Sifkan Kuf Yud Aleph, Hagola, v'afilu klipo b'kli umnis, turning the page, mikoidim gamkein loy mahani. What about to peel off a layer? Take out the sanding machine, peel off a layer from this shovel. It's not going to help. And the reason why it doesn't help, because it gets through the whole entire kishkas of the shovel. But the yevedim hoitzi matzah chama mina tanor. But the yeved, if a person took out had matzah from the oven, birachas shel chametz, with this shovel, with a chametz like a shovel, im loy hoyisa harachas nekiyo, elo hoyibah lichlo chametz be'en, if the shovel wasn't clean, but there was actual chametz attached to the shovel, it forbids the matzah. In other words, you took out, here's your shovel, you took out hot matzah from the oven, you take it out, and you put it down on other matzah. That other matzah on the bottom is now forbidden, kidei netilo. What does it mean, kidei netilo? Kidei netilo is around the width of the thumb. Now, our matzahs, Baruch Hashem, not the width of the thumb. Okay, but we learned earlier they made matzahs that were thick. So one would have to peel off the thickness of kedei netila. Shehu bereichav gudol, it's the width of the gudol. The gudol is the name of the thumb finger. Lefi mash onu noigim lefois matzahs dakois kunasa kuloi. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in the parentheses, according to our custom that we make thin matzahs, the whole piece is aser. That piece that came in contact with that matzah that was taken out from the shovel with had the chametz on it. If this shovel was used and to bake cookies with shuman, here is the fat. With the point is that it has that oilish consistency inside of it. Nesra hamatzah kulo, the whole matzah becomes aser. Not just kedei netila, dali deha shuman mifafeya chametz bekula, because through the shuman it goes to the whole entire piece of matzah. Obviously, we don't do anything close to this today, because Baruch Hashem we have so many different utensils and places to bake things. It's not an issue. V'davka toich haPesach is aser. When we're saying it's aser, that's specifically on Pesach. Avol koydim haPesach ad halayla, batal b'shishim oisei ma'at ha'be'en shiyesh al hamarda. Like we said earlier. But if it was made before Pesach, then this batal b'shishim, that little amount which was of chametz which was still in existence, and then if it's more than 60 times of kosher Pesach, you can use it. Avalim hedichu hamarde mikoydim. But if you wash this marde, this shovel, very well beforehand, ve'en olea chametz be'en, rak hambaluba, and there is no chametz, real visual chametz, it's just that which was absorbed, ein oise rak de klipa, then if you use this marde, only kede klipa is aser. Kede klipa means the amount of a peeling's worth. Then you have to take off the peeling's worth of what it touched. Whether you used it with shuman or without shuman. Shuman is, like we said, is like the fat grease. The iser habalua bekli ein yochol leesar yois mikde klipa, because the iser, a forbidden amount which is absorbed in the kli, does not aser, does not forbid more than the amount of a klipa. You know, if you want to know what a klipa is, when you take your peeler and you start from the carrot, you peel off one long, that's a klipa. Now, why am I saying one long piece? Because that's in Hilchos Yerideh and Basar V'Cholav and Taruvos, that's how we want to get one long piece off. We don't want to, like, chop it up. And the point of that is to show that it's a real bona fide klipa. But that's just the length of it. It's very thin, obviously. A klipa is very thin. It says further, Im hoitzi matzah chamutza b'marda shel Pesach. If you take out chametz tika matzah with this shovel on Pesach, v'achakach rodu ba matzah sachiris, then afterwards they use this shovel for other matzahs. And nesru al yidei hamarda, they become also through this shovel. V'achakach nisarvu elu b'harbe achiris kesheris kulon asuris. Basically, you have matzahs that got mixed up. Some were used beforehand with a kosher Pesach shovel, okay? Some are used with this marde, with this shovel, which was used with chametz as well. And then these matzahs got mixed up. Kulon asurais, they're all aser. All the matzahs are aser. Why? Tikivai nizbar b'simen tofim zayin, we learned earlier, the Pesach le nizbatel yavesh b'yavesh, there's a halacha we learned that on Pesach, two dry items, to say it literally, are not nullified. Even if they become mixed up, erev Pesach, nonetheless, here they still reawaken on Pesach. And one cannot eat these matzahs on Pesach. Now, they still would be permitted to feed them to a child, erev Pesach. The kevin shloinesa rak mitzad balua. There are those that are saying more lenient that since it was only usser because it was absorbed from isser, but there's not an actual isser, eino yichayiz v'nei Pesach. It does not get reawakened. The isser does not get reawakened on Pesach. Now this whole scenario we just discussed of the matzahs getting mixed up, v'chose b'chametz gomer. That's only by real bona fide chametz. Aval b'marde shahitziu ba matzah kefula unafucha. But a shovel that you took out the matzah that was kefula, which was folded over, or nefucha, which was swollen, which we'll discuss these topics more at length when we discuss the halachas of baking matzah. Dai lesser harachas lechatchila. Yes, the racha should be also not be used for other kosher Pesach matzahs. Aval b'di'evet, eina yoiser. But if this shovel was used for the matzah kefula, the folded matzah, or the matzah nefucha, the swollen matzah, then b'di'evet, it will not answer the other matzahs. V'yoyisim is another bigger leniency, kosef ha'chok Yaakov, the Chok Yaakov writes, dim i'efshe limtsoi b'kal rachas acheres, that if it's not easy to find another shovel to use, Mutter lo hoitzi lechatchila ba hamatzis. You can use this shovel to take out the matzahs, even lechatchila. Dimkein yitzarich tavin marda chadosha v'kidyevet, because then I would constantly require the owner to buy a new shovel, and then it would be a b'dyevet situation that he's finds himself in that category. V'im nistapku b'marda im hoyisah shel chametz chadosha. What happens if you're not sure? You see this marda. You don't remember. Did you put it away last year, Pesach? Was it not used the whole year? You don't know. Is it new or is it old? Mutarim kol ha-matzos. All the matzos that were used are permissible. Sifkan kuf yud beis. And we'll finish with this for today. The Mechaber told us to buy a new one. V'machzik rachas shel Pesach mishana zu l'shana acheres. If one has a shovel from one year to the next, mutter, it's permissible. V'in sricha hagola. You don't have to do hagola to it. Just make sure it's totally clean. This is the Taz, Usharei Chroinim, Deloikim Magen Avraham, not like the Magen Avraham. Thank you.